B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
On Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning on this rainy, thundery lightning.
Good morning. I told producer Nicole when I was driving in, I guess I was on 77, and all of a sudden, yeah, lightning flashed out of nowhere, scared the crap out of me.
Yeah. I was out Saturday night when that big rainstorm came in. Like, we could barely drive home.
Yeah, nothing like dealing with summer-like storms on January 13th.
Global warming, people.
It's not a thing. No,
it's not a thing. Here's your Monday morning song.
Yeah.
Get up and stretch, y'all.
Carly Rae.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Monday morning, like Roy said, rain today, rain for the next couple days, but like unseasonably warm.
Yes.
Producer Nicole is back.
Hey.
By the way, just quickly say with the Carly Rae Jepsen song, I think that's the song where I was like, oh, I'm for sure gay, by the way. Like, I'm 110% gay.
Like cleaning, like, your apartment,
yeah.
Singing it.
I am gay.
The music video is a hottie. there ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah, I knew you were gay when you sent us, like, by the way, it's our 5th year anniversary working together.
Yeah, man.
5 years ago, we need to find the date. It was in February, wasn't it?
I think our first show is February 2nd or 3rd of 2015.
Okay. So Roy, just around this time, 5 years ago, sent me, like, because we were doing, like, you know, sit-in with Mani, rotating different hosts, and which was a nightmare, but... Logistically, it was a nightmare because I had to schedule everybody to come in.
Yeah.
And it was hard because somebody could do this day, somebody couldn't do that day. So Roy sends me a one sheet and he's like, some things about me. I love daiquiris.
Yeah.
Enrique Iglesias.
I didn't think it was daiquiris. Yeah. I think it was sex on the beach.
Sex on the beach, yeah.
Enrique is my man.
And then, yeah. So I was like, that's my guy right there. Anyway, hi, producer Nicole. Welcome back.
Hi.
Did you miss us?
Like, as of right now, yes. But if you ask me again at 9, I don't know what the answer will be.
I know. We're tough to handle, man.
That's about right.
Well, to be fair for people who are listening, it's not just us. It's the organization. It's the entire building around us that wears producer Nicole out, too.
Yes.
Isn't that fair to say?
Oh, 100% fair. It's, yep.
Thank
it's
you.
It's everyone involved. Because, like, if it was just us and if we could call the shots and do everything our way, I think we'd get... It'd be a lot.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Listen, in anyone's job, when you get to do what you want, it's
right,
fun.
Right. But unfortunately, like, we have to deal with, like, 20 other people on a day-to-day basis.
And processes.
Yeah.
Which suck. The processes are reversed.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, come up with an idea, then we'll find a client. What? No. Usually the client says, hi, I want to be on the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show. Can we have an idea? Not here.
Oh, a little different.
Yeah, we're going to work our you know what off to come up with an idea, then they're going to be like, oh, we couldn't sell it.
Yeah, it's about how it works.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to open up the window and yell. Okay, weekend in 30 seconds. I guess I could go first. I went monster trucking with Dean on Saturday.
It looked fun.
Yeah, it was typical monster. Just our 3rd year going. And it is getting bigger each year. The crowd gets bigger.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the thing is that the monster trucks break down. Because they're so big, they break down. They break parts, pieces. So, like, 3 of the monster trucks. In fact, Gravedigger couldn't even finish.
Oh, wow.
And he's the big fan favorite.
Yeah.
Kristen Anderson, who's from North Carolina. All of Gravedigger's from North Carolina, actually. Eastern North Carolina. But Kristen Anderson broke Gravedigger, and they had to tow him out. They had to tow out this other one. Blue Thunder had to get a new transmission put in.
Really?
Yeah, all these trucks, they break down.
This is a kid I never noticed that they broke down.
Do they do the fixes live during the show and try to bring the trucks back?
Yeah, Blue Thunder came back. They put a new transmission in it in 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. That's like some NASCAR stuff.
And he came back out. And then on Saturday night, Loren, you mentioned that the storms came through and you were out.
Yeah.
I was watching the football game the Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens on DirecTV. Well, the satellite freezes. So I was so mad. I wanted to watch the game. I went out to the garage where I have an old school antenna. And I still wasn't able to pick up the game. So I'm thinking, I'm turning the antenna in every direction to try and get, you know, a good signal. And I go, oh, you know what I got to do? I went and got aluminum foil.
What year is this?
Dude, exactly.
Yeah.
And I tied it together on the antenna. I got, not only did I get, like, bars, I got 5 bars across. Like, that's how strong my signal was. So I'm leaving the tinfoil on, like, 1976.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, and then one other thing, too. This is kind of interesting. I got a weather bulletin yesterday morning. Amanda's boss, Paul, has family that lives in the Philippines. And I got this breaking weather.
Yeah, they got a volcano eruption.
Yeah. So I screenshotted it and I sent it to him because he just came back from visiting his parents in the Philippines. It's right by the volcano's right by Manila, the capital. And he was like, oh, dude, I had no idea. So I like broke the news to him. He's like, I better call my parents.
Yeah.
It's like 40 miles from his parents' house.
I think everybody had a lot of warning too, though.
Yeah.
From what I read.
Yeah. So that was interesting because you hate breaking news. I was like, hey, tell me about this. And he's like, oh, crap, maybe I should call my parents.
Do you have anything else for your day in 30 seconds?
Yeah.
No, it's your weekend. What do you got?
Our whole 30 seconds was taken up by you.
What do you got? Each story was 30 seconds. That was a minute and a half.
Each story. I got you now. Well, I had a date night Saturday night with Dallas.
Oh, hell, we're out of time.
Oh, come on.
Go ahead. I saw you all dolled up for date night.
Well,
good for you.
It got off to a really rocky start and then finished, like, really great. But we were late to the restaurant because we couldn't find the restaurant. There was, like, no street parking, no valet. So you had to park, like, in some parking deck and walk. I was in heels and I'm pregnant. I was like, I wasn't anticipating this. I locked myself in a bathroom by accident. At the restaurant, and somebody had to come let me out.
Oh my gosh.
Dinner was fantastic, though.
Okay. Nice.
And then on the way home, it was raining so hard. I was so glad that Dallas was driving. He's like, I'm glad I'm driving too, because we'd be dead. Like, if you were driving, we would die.
Yeah.
Thanks, honey.
Yeah, no, I went out to dinner Saturday night too to La Belle Helene, and it's a French restaurant. And then all of a sudden, people started singing, like, vocally in the middle of dinner. And I couldn't tell if they kind of looked like servers. And so I asked the server, I was like, hey, do you guys do this every night? And this is the first time I've seen it. And he made a joke. He goes, yeah, I wasn't picked because of my vocal. And he left. But I didn't know he was joking. I was like, oh, snap.
Huh.
So, like, the servers perform here at this French restaurant. And they come to find out Opera Carolina was promoting the new opera show this upcoming Thursday.
Yeah, they do those pop-up things.
Didn't know that. I was like, these people need an introduction. I'll come out. Hey, everybody, it's Roy from the Manny Roy and the Rin Show. It's Opera Carolina night.
You got to wrap it up. That's the thing.
I know.
Because they like to catch everybody off guard. That's the whole point of the pop-up. But then you could wrap it up, and it would be great.
And explain what just happened, because they would sing, and then they'd stop, and I'm like, what is this? What is happening at this dinner?
Let's just go. Just leave a tip and we'll go.
Can I request Ave Marie? Because they're singing beautifully.
It was opera, huh?
It was opera.
Nah.
Yeah. But it was wonderful. It was a cool dinner. Yeah.
Okay.
That was my weekend.
All right. Well, it sounds like everybody was busy. Producer Nicole is back. We'll talk to her later on in the show.
Yep.
We've got Halsey tickets for you this morning. She's coming to Charlotte. We got tickets at 7:20. Brand new census survey. Oh my gosh, so much to do. Up next, though, Roy, you were laughing about this story over the weekend.
You know, they still, it's like the 1920s. We still call bank robbers by fun names. This one's called the Bad Wig Bandit.
Hmm.
And they've struck here near Charlotte. We'll see if we can track down this criminal coming up in 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. I love this when the FBI names the criminals, because to me it sounds like it's from the 1920s.
Yeah,
see? Yeah, see? We got bad wig bandit out there, see? Find them. But this is such a true story, and like you would think it's a plot of a movie. There's this person, a guy, who's dressing horribly up as a woman. Like, he looks nothing like a woman. And he's robbing banks here in the Charlotte area. He hit up a Huntersville bank, a Gastonia bank, and then a Belmont bank.
Ooh.
And he's wore 2 different wigs that look awful. One of them kind of looked like he was like a character off Star Wars. What was it called?
Chewbacca?
Maybe.
Or an Ewok?
Maybe an Ewok. They're furry, too.
It's, yeah, what to say? Oh, yeah, Wookiee. Yeah, so... But it's hitting up our area, and they're saying if you see him, call 911. And you trust me, when you see him, you'll see him.
Yeah, but don't you guys understand that he, like FBI, he puts the stuff on in his car, gets in his car and takes it off. It's called a disguise for a reason, so no one knows who he is.
See, he could have picked a better disguise than this. I'm not calling 911. I'm calling the fashion police on this dude.
Yeah, he looks awful. It just looks bad. In fact, so many people on social media were just, you know, of course, giving this guy everything.
Like, is it armed robberies?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think every robbery is armed robbery.
No, not necessarily. A lot of times they just hand a note. They say, I've got a gun, and they don't ever show the gun. But is this person like...
Well, I think it's strong armed. When you're strong arming a...
No, I know that. But armed robbery means they're armed like a gun. Yeah.
I don't think so. No. I don't see no gun in these photos.
Yeah.
He just... I see a bad wig. Just a really bad wig.
We need the police. What kind of police? The fashion police.
Yes.
You should see this guy's outfit. It's disgusting.
I mean, he has hair pouring out of his hoodie here where he it looks like an animal. Mm-hmm. One just... It doesn't...
Billy Porter's going to come and arrest him. All right. Keep your eye out for the bad wig bandit, especially if you're up in the Belmont, Huntersville area. Mm, okay. Hey, up next, did you guys see the Girl Scout cookies are out and ready for sale?
I'm so excited.
And there's a new flavor.
What's this new flavor I hear?
Ooh, Loren's going to tell us all about it in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It is Girl Scout cookie time of year, Loren.
Oh, this is my favorite season.
Especially pregnant Loren loves her some Girl Scout cookies.
I typically buy like a box, like a, not just a box, a case of Thin Mints. And I think this year I might get a case of Thin Mints because, you know, they go in the freezer for year-round.
Yes.
And then do another case of, like, a mix mash.
Ooh.
So this year I think I'm going to have to add the brand new cookie to my case because the Girl Scouts have a new Lemon Up cookie that is a lemon-flavored cookie with sweet glaze on one side.
Ugh. And sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's got positive messages on it that say, I'm a leader, I'm a go-getter.
Yeah.
I'm a risk taker.
I'm carb-free.
I'm
is
gutsy.
That on there?
Nope.
Eat me, weigh yourself later.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've had the lemon before. I don't know if there was a glazed side to it, but they used to have this awesome lemon cookie. And it was just like a hint of lemon with very it was sweet. It was like a sweet cookie with a hint of lemon.
Mm.
So I can only imagine you had that sugary glaze to one side.
Yep. And, you know, they have, like, these special cookies that they kind of rotate every year. I don't know if the s'mores are still part of, like, the Girl Scout thing, but they had s'mores one year, which were amazing.
Well, we got a message on our Facebook page from cute little Sarah, who said, hey, buy from me. Listen to this.
Hi, guys. It's Sarah again. We have special new cookies today. We have the Lemon Ups. They taste like lemon. Trifles, they are plain cookies.
Nobody likes those, right?
I like those.
Well, they're peanut butter sandwich. S'mores. These ones are s'mores, and they have coconut on the inside of the filling.
Mm.
These ones are Tylenols.
Tylenol.
Peanut butter Tylenol with chocolate. These ones are Thin Mints.
Oh,
thin
yeah.
These are my favorite.
A good standby.
You too,
thin
Sarah.
Mints. Taste like mints.
Yes, Sarah, they do.
So, I think the mints are the worst.
If you guys want to be sweet and you don't have anybody to buy from, just head over to Kiss 95.1 Mornings on Facebook, and then you'll see Sarah's little post on the side you can buy from her that she posted a link up.
Mm. Will Sarah deliver?
Yeah, she will. So we'll deliver to the station.
Okay.
Yeah, you got that right. But yeah, so I mean, the Girl Scout cookies, we had a bunch of moms with kids that were in the Girl Scouts that worked here at the station, but they're no longer here.
Yeah, where do we get our cookies now?
I don't know.
Sarah!
They used to have an awesome honor system where they would just leave boxes of cookies in our cafeteria and then an envelope of money, and you'd have to put money in the envelope and you could take a box with you. But it was so good.
I know.
It was so good. By the way, have you ever thought that maybe they should move Girl Scout cookie season? I mean, people are trying to do New Year's resolutions, and they're out there selling cookies.
Mm-hmm. That's why I get the Thin Mints, because I know by June, I'm going to want a mint, and it's in my freezer.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'm sure the Girl Scouts and their leaders do a bunch of research, because there's a lot of money that goes into this. I'm not even joking. I bet you they found out that this is the time of year that
people are most likely to buy.
Yeah, they're like, on their second week, they've already broke their stupid resolutions of being healthy. So we're going to release our cookies so they can emotionally eat their feelings.
Plot twist.
Yes.
What if they're responsible for all of us breaking our New Year's resolutions?
No. You know, here's the thing. You marketing machines that have free labor using kids. Let me tell you this. You should create like a healthy cookie.
Mm.
That would sell big time this time of the year.
I'd
buy
it.
You know what? Our cookies are only 20 calories. Eat 17 of them.
But they're the size of a quarter.
Meanwhile, the Boy Scouts are like, can we sell anything?
Yeah.
Can any leaders help us sell something?
Hey, Dad, popcorn's out. Can we get something cooler than popcorn?
What if the Boy Scouts started selling Pelotons?
Hey.
Hey, producer Nicole is back. We want to say hi to her. We haven't spoken with her in almost a week. She was off the show Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to be with her mom after her grandma passed away. So we'll check in with her. Plus, we've got $1,000 for you at 8 a.m. this morning with the $1,000 Kiss Cash code. And that's not all. Halsey tickets coming your way.
Joe, that's going to be at 7:20 this morning. Make sure you have it locked in with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Producer Nicole is back.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
It was that fourth voice that just makes us complete.
I feel great.
Yeah.
So you were gone. Your grandma passed away. You went down to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, like right outside. Very, very small farm town.
First off, how are you and how are your mom doing?
You know, I mean, I think we're doing okay. Like, I always look at it as if, like, I know how I would feel if I lost my mom. And that's the craziest feeling. Then I can't even, like, put that into words.
Yeah.
So, but to know that someone I love and cherish so dearly is feeling that, that's what's hardest for me is because, like, I'm still like fairly young when it comes to dealing with this kind of life stuff. So I don't necessarily know what the right things to do are. So
I think you did the right things. You took off, you went to go be with your mom. You know, that's something I regret big time. My grandmother passed away in 2017 and I maybe missed a day from the show, maybe a day. And it's primarily because my mom acted like everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And because when my grandmother passed away, she went into like this management mode of, well, we got to get this going. We got to do that. We got
to
do that.
And when you do that, you don't have time to grieve either.
You don't have time there. And I was never there to really help her.
Yeah. And that's what was probably like the best thing for me. I mean, even like over break, like when we were gone for Christmas and whatever, like I spent like my grandmother's last moments with her. Like I was there and I got to be, you know, go home for the funeral and be there afterwards because the funeral was Wednesday. So I had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday just to be with my mom.
That's
and,
good.
You know, while there's a lot of like legal stuff and, you know, stuff that she has to deal with that I unfortunately am no help with. I was there to
help emotionally, just be there.
Yeah. Moral support. I introduced her to binge watching.
Yeah.
So we like just, you know, binge watch TV all day. I cooked her dinner, you know, good. Just like little things like that.
Is this the first like big like matriarch or that you've lost in your life?
Yeah, I mean, like when I lost my my dad's dad when I think I was like 12, and so like I couldn't really process emotions at 12. And 6 years ago, I lost my mom's dad, but I was 22 at the time. So even though like I was old enough to know what was going on, I wasn't mature enough to deal with it.
Yeah.
But this is like the first thing where I feel like I'm emotionally and mentally mature enough to know everything.
Let's get down to the good stuff.
Jesus.
Yes, he was there in spirit. Jesus was. Did you give a speech at all?
No, I didn't give a speech. Only the preacher did.
Okay. Did you show off your tats and did you have your hair up or down for the final goodbye?
My hair was down and I had a sweater on.
Okay. Even in death, you had your tats from mom off.
Yes. But
ultimate respect.
Right. That's right, Loren.
But you have like no idea, like, because they, I walked into my grandmother's house. I think it was like Saturday morning to cook breakfast, and it was hot. It was 76 degrees there. So I walked in to the kitchen with shorts and a t-shirt, and I was just like,
you're weirded out,
tiptoeing around like, oh, God.
Well, we're happy to have you back. We're glad that you're feeling better. And of course, if you ever need anything, is your mom going to come visit soon?
I'm gonna go there on like weekends and stuff.
Okay.
Just to help and be around.
I was gonna say we have our podcast, our Rap Party podcast, is from Queen Park Social this Friday, and I know she loves that place.
You can give her a little distraction.
Yeah. Why don't you tell her to come up?
We have some drinks. Good old time.
Play basketball.
I'm gonna go there.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Nicole. Welcome back. We're happy to have you here. Up next, we're gonna talk to a woman who borrowed her boss borrowed some money from her. Wait to hear how much.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mandy Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, KISS 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy Roy and Lorraine. KISS 95.1.
Your chance to win Halsey tickets. It's coming up less than 20 minutes away. Don't go anywhere.
How annoying is it when a boss, your boss, owes you money and hasn't paid you? We got a DM from Brittany. Are you dealing with that?
No, but who's lending their boss money?
Brittany.
Isn't that usually the other way around?
Brittany says that her boss at an office, there's like 15 people, and every Friday somebody will order food for the entire office, pay for it, then everybody pays the person who orders the food. It like rotates. Everybody gets to order, you know, Mexican, whatever, maybe pizza.
I gotcha.
And so she did that. She did Mexican, and everybody paid her except the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, she's not the only one. Brittany said like three other people are still owed money from Friday lunches from their boss at this company dating all the way back to September.
Wow.
Okay.
So she says she feels awkward going up to him and saying, hey, can I have money for the lunch? So they're all trying to figure out a way to tell the boss, like, hey, pay up, without going in there and being kind of Loren-ish and being like, yo, you owe me the money.
I think this is exactly what Venmo was invented for.
Yeah, so it's nothing to awkward. You can just request,
right?
And it's kind of the kind way to do it. You know, I've had dealt with something similar with Brittany. I used to host a night show. So my working hours was like from 4 p.m. to midnight, which is like the last hour anyone works, and then I'm kind of on my own, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there was, once a quarter, we would have all the staff meet together, and we would come up with ideas, and I'd have to get there like at 10 o'clock in the morning. And my program director at the time was like, you know, you and I never do lunch together. Why don't we go out to lunch? And I was like, oh, that's great. And so it became like a thing that whenever I came in early, him and I would go get lunch together.
That's nice.
It was very nice. But then one time he forgot his wallet back at this radio station. He's like, hey, I'll get it next time. And I'm thinking to myself, next time? That's like in 3 months.
You're going to forget about this.
I'm like, what do you mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not like we're doing lunch tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, can't Brittany just wait for the next time that they order and then put it on the boss's plate and be like, hey, why don't you order this time since we do it all the time? And then whoever he owes money to, they just don't pay him.
And Brittany says it's not even that much. It's 15 bucks a person.
Yeah, but that's still, I mean,
I know, but
if he owes three people, you know, 15 bucks.
Yeah. So, like, but I could see what Brittany's saying, too. It's like the boss, you don't want to go in there and be like, hey, boss, can I have that money? I don't like asking anybody for money.
Yeah.
Let alone your boss.
Here's what you do. You go in there and you say, hey, if you paid me more, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But since you're not paying me more, I need my money back.
You owe me $15.37 for overtime.
Yes.
Wink, wink. I don't know. You know, it's weird, but it got us thinking, too. We want to know, like, how many other people are in that position? Are there bosses all over the Piedmont who are not paying their employees back? You're the boss. According to the pay scale, you make more.
Supposed to
is right.
Yeah. 704-570-9595. Has your boss borrowed money from you and not paid you back?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Did your boss borrow money from you and not pay you back? That's what Brittany's dealing with at 704-570-9595. We're just, we like doing this every once in a while, Roy. We take the pulse of the city. Find out if the Carolinas is dealing with the same thing that somebody else is dealing
with.
How many people out there have a boss that owe them money, and how much? I wonder if anybody has a boss who owes them like over $100 for something.
Oh my gosh.
And according to like the pay scale in the workforce industry, the boss makes the most and shouldn't be borrowing money and not paying employees back, right?
I would assume. I think that's a fair assumption. Let's talk with Scotty the Scotsman. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, Scotty. Yay. Now, this involves your boss.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
For a Monday morning.
Yeah, yes. We want to hear about your boss in London.
Yes, right. He's very, very wealthy, of course. He has three homes around the world, three or four homes around the world. But every time he comes to see me in North Carolina, he always calls me and says, Gary, can you pick me up some cigarettes? Now, I don't smoke, but he smokes. So I pick up the cigarettes, which you know are not cheap. They're very expensive.
Yeah.
And he sits away and he puffs away in them, and he never gives me the money. And when I say to him, hey, where's my money? He says, you got a job, ain't you?
Oh my God!
So you ask him straight up for the money, Scotty, and he still says you're paying for these.
You have a job, but the good news is I only see him two or three times a year, so I'm all right with that.
That's awesome. Thanks, bud. Thanks for calling. Have a great day, Scotty.
Have a great day.
Yes, you too. See, bud.
For those of you that are just joining us, maybe you're new to the show. That is not an accent. That's Scotty from Scotland.
Well, it is technically an accent, but it is.
Right, not a fake accent.
Yeah.
Someone said at work, they sent a text message. We had an ornament decorating contest, which was supposed to have a prize for first place. Well, I won, and I'm still waiting on the prize.
I wonder if they ever told them what the prize was supposed to be.
I don't know that, but I do get what this texter says. They said, honestly, I think my boss forgot, but I just feel weird asking for the prize money.
That's something that would happen here. You know that?
Oh, 100%.
That would happen here. I could so see that happen.
That's happened to me with an expense report before.
You turn it in and you never get the money?
Yeah.
And then you get weird asking.
That's 616 texted in and said, don't these people have expense reports that they can file? If it's their boss, fill out one and bring it to him or ask him for one.
That's a good idea.
And then he should pony up. But the problem is that you're not going to expense. You can't write an expense report for, like, food on Friday.
Yeah, but maybe it'll remind him. Like, he may have just completely forgotten.
Our company doesn't like expense reports so much, I don't even know how to find the paper. They like hide it from
it's so true. It's a whole process.
Air Talent is not allowed to have expense reports. Salespeople can.
They gotta like open up a vault to get that magic form out and hand it to us.
Hey, can I get that form, please? Stand back if you would.
Yeah.
Face scan. 315 says, my boss owes me $45 from picking up his lunch for him a couple months ago.
Oh, wow.
$45 is a lot of money, man.
Yes. What are you ordering at lunch for $45?
Bosses, if you owe an employee money, just pay up.
Still to come.
All right, we got Halsey tickets for you. She's coming to the Spectrum Center. We got tickets all week long. Your first shot coming up in just about 7 minutes.
Hey, we're going to get to a brand new senseless survey where I call asking the craziest questions on this brand new episode. I say, hey, for lethal injections, does the needle need to be sterile? I mean, it's... I know. This is a tough one. I'm surprised this person even allowed me to ask one question. You're going to have to hear this new Central Survey and Halsey tickets in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Congratulations to Katie in Charlotte. She won the Halsey tickets. We'll do them again tomorrow morning, 6:35.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Kelsey.
Hi.
Hey.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I got your form here for last year, and we have a couple questions on the back missing, so I thought I could call you on the phone and just quickly ask you them so I can submit your file.
Okay, sure.
I'll just take a couple seconds. It's the questionnaire, and we're trying to think to save money in the budget. So would you oppose using, like, a dirty needle for a lethal injection? I mean, you really don't need it sterile. You don't need a sterile needle for a lethal injection, right?
I think, I mean, they're still human beings, so I think, you know, they should be treated accordingly. I'm really not for the death penalty anyway. So
are you religious by chance?
No, but I don't know if you were allowed to ask me that.
I was wondering, how did Jesus find people named Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul over there in the Middle East?
Are you sure this is part of the questions you're supposed to be asking me? Because I don't really...
Speaking about religion, some people seem to think our Lord and Savior didn't make us, and they think monkeys did. So I ask you this. If we're made from monkeys, then why do monkeys still exist?
Oh, man. Okay, I think we're done here. Like, this is ridiculous. You agree, Dave, Mr. Brown, but please don't call this number again.
Let me tell you. I try to ask really, really... insulting questions right off the bat, and when she stuck around, I'm like, I gotta make these worse. Because, like, if she didn't hang up on the first question, how bad is she willing to let this go? You know?
Is she letting it go a long way? And by the way, I am not opposed to the question about the dirty needle.
Oh, I
like that. That saves us money in the budget, though.
No,
if it's
God.
A dirty needle, that saves us money.
We need clean.
We do. Yes. You agree? We need clean ones. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Loren.
Yeah.
We're gonna play Campy Loren here in just a minute. But what's on everybody's radar this morning as we get up and head out?
Okay. So Serena Williams, she won her first major since she gave birth, and she took all of her prize money and donated it to a good cause. She ended up donating $43,000 to the Australian brush fire relief.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yep.
She's playing in Australia, too.
Mm-hmm. Meghan Markle, there's all these rumors that after her and Prince Harry distanced themselves from the royal family, that she's now signing a voiceover deal with Disney. It might have been her husband that put her up for the gig, but there's no word on what the project is, just that it will benefit a charity. And Rihanna, she's finally going to bless fans with a new album, but Shaggy said he didn't want to be part of it. They approached him, but he said, I'm not auditioning for something like that. I'll leave that to the younger guys. You can find more at kiss95.1.com, brought to you by Sona Dermatology and MedSpa.
All right, let's put Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. She's got 35 wins. Call now. Take Loren down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Sona Dermatology and MedSpa on Kiss95.1.
Lisa from Gastonia, welcome to the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, you are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Yay.
Are you feeling lucky, Lisa?
I'm hoping. I've got my girls in the car with me.
All right, let's see if they can help you on this rainy Monday.
Yeah.
Throw her out of the studio.
Get on out.
I'm going.
All right, Loren's putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right. Serena Williams got her first win since January 2017. It was also her first win as a mom. She donated her prize money to the Australian wildfire fight. What sport does she play?
Tennis.
All right. And there's word that Meghan Markle is dipping her toe back into Hollywood. Rumors are circulating that Meghan has signed a voiceover deal with Disney. Disney released their own streaming platform not too long ago. It's called what?
Disney Plus.
All signs are pointing that it is indeed true that Zayn and Gigi Hadid are really back together. Zayn used to be part of what boy band?
One Direction.
And this pop star, who was formerly engaged to Pete Davidson, is going to be performing at the Grammys this year. Who is that?
Ariana Grande.
Question five. Justin Bieber's ex-pop star girlfriend and his wife, Hailey Bieber, were seen at the same restaurant over the weekend. Even though they didn't interact with one another, everybody saw them. And who is Justin's longtime ex who we're talking about here?
Selena Gomez.
Woo-hoo-hoo. All right, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Lisa got them all correct, which means we won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
All righty.
You look nervous.
You should be.
All right, question number one. Serena Williams got her first win since January 2017 and donated her prize money to the Australian wildfire fight. What sport does she play?
Tennis.
And there's word that Meghan Markle is dipping her toe back into Hollywood. Rumors are circulating that Meghan has signed a voiceover deal with Disney. Now, Disney released their own streaming platform not too long ago called what?
Disney Plus.
All signs are pointing to the fact that it is true that Zayn and Gigi Hadid are really back together. Zayn used to be in what boy band?
One Direction.
Question four. This pop star who is formerly engaged to Pete Davidson is going to be performing at the Grammys this year. Who is that?
Ariana Grande.
And Justin Bieber's ex-pop star girlfriend and his wife, Hailey Bieber, were seen at the same restaurant over the weekend. Even though they didn't interact with one another, witnesses say they were both there. Who is Justin's longtime ex that we're talking about?
Selena Gomez.
Lauren, you got them all correct. It's a tie, and unfortunately, ties stay with us.
Lisa, great job. You and the kids did an awesome job.
Thank you.
Let us hear your names, and you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
Elena. Estella. So, Lena and Estella.
All right. And Lisa. Yeah.
And what can't you guys do?
We can't beat Loren.
There you go.
But you can die.
There you go. Thanks for playing.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
It's always fun when the family gets in on an activity. Yep. And then, you know, I heard from parents that when they lose and the kids are in the car, that the parents never hear the end of it. Like, that they wear the kids out, like, every time the game comes on. Remember when you called and didn't win? Hey, we got to get to something interesting that popped up on the show. I heard that Roy might have a new family member in his group of people and pets over there in Plaza.
Mm.
Any truth to that, bud?
I hope not.
Is there a little smoke to that fire?
There's a little smoke to the fire.
All right, wait till you guys hear this. Producer Nicole's just back from being away for 3 days, so she doesn't know about this. We'll tell you all about it at 7:50.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and the Brand Morning Show. Your chance to win $1,000 with the $1,000 Kiss Cash code. That's less than 10 minutes away from now. Do not go anywhere.
So I heard through the grapevine, and you know the grapevine is juicy here at Beasley Media at Kiss 95.1. I heard through the grapevine that Roy has a new family member.
Really?
And he didn't tell anyone. I had to find out from social media through his partner, Sterling.
Do you want to share?
So, see, I don't even see it as a family member. I see it as, like, I inherited it from the previous owner.
Well, however you want to say it, Sterling was open to finding names for your new family member.
Yeah, so
and so it's now yours. That's a big step.
We have a kitty cat. And her name's Whispers. After much social media, we had everyone get to name her on social media. But the thing about it is, you know, when I moved to Charlotte and I got to get a Charlotte phone number, evidently we've tapped out the system and I had to get someone's old number. And that's kind of how I feel here. Like, I've now inherited, once I bought this house, I'm inheriting all the other things. Like, I'm guessing when I bought my house in Plaza, whoever lived there before would feed all these cats. And so what I've noticed since I moved in, that I'll look out and there's like two cats roaming around my house looking in my windows because they're looking for the food.
Is it Jason Derulo and Taylor Swift? Unlucky for you.
But it's these cats that just hang around and they get all up in our business. And so I just assume that, I guess who had lived there, either one, these were his cats and he abandoned them, or two, some people do when they find strays, they just feed them.
Yeah, okay. They're probably alley cats that they fed.
So I hear you saying cats, plural, but the only thing I know is that we have Whiskers, who is just one.
Whispers. Whispers is a bit less skittish and is more into our windows. There's this other black cat that I just have to, like, open the door and it runs away and thinks I'm about to murder it, so.
So what were the other names up for grabs besides Whispers?
Nicole, you voted in this. What was the name you voted for?
Well, it was a white cat, so I wanted Snowball.
Yeah, Snowball's pretty good, too. I thought that was cute.
The Simpsons have a cat named Snowball, and I think they're up to Snowball 8. That's what they call it. So, wait, Nicole, you're a big fan of taking in, you know, feral cats and...
Well, hold on. Not, like, taking in.
What did you just do?
Okay, well...
Is it kind of like my situation?
Yeah.
You inherited?
Well, I don't know if I inherited, but, like, I live in townhomes that there's a bunch of them, and there's a big wooded area. And I just noticed one day that there was a cat sitting on my front porch on, like, my chair. And so I went to Harris Teeter and got food and a food bowl and a water bowl. And I named him Harry. And then another one came up, and I named him Larry. So now I have Harry and Larry. And if there's a third one comes up, his name will be Barry.
Wow. Yes.
Okay.
I haven't gone and got the food. I don't know how. Here's the thing. Do I take the cat and then take it to the shelter, or do I really get the food and just buy into this?
Well, I would check. Do you know if it has like a mark on its ear?
A mark on its
Is
ear?
Is that a chip?
Let me look at
Because you can catch it.
No, it's a fashion thing.
Because sometimes you
drink?
No, because that means it's been like spayed or neutered.
Oh.
So you can catch it and then go to like the SPCA or something like that, and they'll spay or neuter it so they don't reproduce more feral cats. And then you re-release it back into the wild, just because sometimes if it's been a feral cat its entire life, it is going to stay a feral cat.
Hang on,
it won't be domesticated.
Do I have to pay for the spay or neutering, or is it free?
There's a lot of services that will do them for free for feral cats.
I'm not going to pay a surgery for this cat and then not keep it and throw it back in the wild. If I'm going to spend money on this thing, I'm keeping it.
Oh my gosh.
It's so funny. So wait, hold on. Can we go back? A, why didn't we hear about this cat? Like, why don't we know about this? Why did I have to find out from Sterling's Insta story? And two, is this something that Sterling's more into than you are?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I think he likes the cat more than me. You don't hear about it because all the things going on in my life, this is like the B storyline. It's like that thing that happens in between scenes. And you're like, oh, yeah, no, we got a cat that won't leave us alone. He's like peering in our windows every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get
it. It's like your life has all this commotion. This is just one of those things. Like, yeah, we have a cat that just, and he gets right up in our windows. So he's looking in, trying to figure us out. And so I haven't bit the bullet yet on buying food for it because I don't want to become the crazy cat person and there's 20 cats in my front yard, you know?
Because this Whispers is going to tell other cats that your place is the buffet?
I saw a cat's movie. Mm-hmm. I know how this works.
Feed him in your backyard so you can be the closet cat man.
Are you going to let him in the house?
No. It's probably filled with bugs or something.
Producer Nicole, this is how every story starts, right? Kitty, you feed kitty, you give kitty a little shelter. Next thing you know, doors open, kitty's in.
No, not necessarily. Sometimes it's safer for if it's been a feral cat its entire life for it to stay outside. But that doesn't mean you can't provide it shelter.
If I bring this cat inside, my dog's going to flip out.
I was going to ask, how is Callie, who's pretty skittish anyway? Does Callie see the cat outside?
No, she hasn't seen the cat yet, and she will freak out when she does. I went to go take my Callie, my dog, to my parents' house, and my parents have a cat, and within 2 seconds, my dog had that cat pinned on the ground.
Mm.
And not to bite or anything, just to play. Yeah. I'm like, you can't play like that.
Yeah. Hey, I have a follow-up question for you guys after 8.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
We were talking about Roy's cat that he hasn't fully adopted. It's a feral cat that he and his partner are feeding now.
It won't go away. I haven't fed it yet. But it's where it's going because I feel bad. I'm thinking about the dang thing
now.
Do you
give it attention?
No. Don't give it any attention, but it gives our house a lot of attention.
I have a question for you, and you can answer it on the air or just shake your head yes or no. Someone said, is your new house on Thomas Street?
I don't even know.
There was a lady who lived there who was sick and had so many cats that were semi-strays. I think she got too sick to care for them and was removed from her home. But the cats were left behind. That would have been fantastic if that was your house.
If I bought the house, the cat lady's house, I had 50 cats.
And they're just coming back one by one. And then somebody said you should look up spray and neuter grants.
Okay.
For free spayed or neutered clinics on Google. That's from Mitch in Concord. That's a good idea.
It's not heartless for me to say that I don't want to spend money on a cat I don't know, right? Okay. Well.
You know, it's so funny because your story kind of ties in to the fact that, like, you didn't tell us. And I found out from social media. Uh-huh. Loren didn't know. We found out from social media. You know, my mom was telling me that my second cousin is pregnant, and she didn't tell anyone until she was 8 months into it.
Well, that pregnancy is a way bigger deal than a cat hanging around your house.
I get it. You're right.
That should be told. Right?
I'm kind of changing it up a little. Sorry. To your story, though, the fact that, like, I didn't know about it and I found out. Okay. So to your story, it just had me thinking that my mom said that the second cousin didn't tell anyone until she was 8 months pregnant. How many months are you pregnant?
Me?
No, the average woman.
Oh, when you tell? No, you're like 3.5 months when you tell?
Right, but yeah. It's 9 months, the whole thing, right? There's 3 trimesters.
It's technically 10.
10.
Yeah. Oh, is it really 10?
Yeah, technically.
Elephants are 2 years or something crazy like that. But yeah, so my mom says, oh, yeah, and blah, 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 is pregnant, and nobody knew. I said, when'd she do? She's like, in a couple weeks. I go, she didn't tell anybody? Well, she lives in Detroit away from family and didn't tell anybody. But I wonder, like, if anyone else was pregnant and didn't tell anyone to the last minute, 704-570-9595.
Well, you can't really hide it. It can't really be much of a secret at some point because it becomes visibly known.
I mean, unless you know what I mean? Like, you could dress. Like, if I didn't want anybody to know I was pregnant at this point, I could still dress where you couldn't tell.
Yeah, but not like in 8 months. My shirt. Yeah. At 8 months, though, it's visible.
Yeah. I mean, unless you just don't see anybody. Just you know?
704-570-9595. Can we find someone out there who is pregnant and didn't tell anyone till like the very last minute?
Barring
a sad story. Sorry, Roy. Like, we don't want a sad story. Like, oh, you know, blah, blah, it's on the behind. I don't know. You know. Like, what would be the other reason why you wouldn't tell anyone? Did you want to surprise someone?
Maybe. Maybe your parents are crazy and you don't want them to know.
Maybe people didn't approve.
Yeah.
That's true.
Maybe the dad doesn't know.
That's true also. I mean, that could be another reason. I mean, how are you doing it? You were pregnant but didn't tell anyone till like the last minute.
Hey, there's some people that don't even know they're pregnant until the last minute.
I've seen that. They go take like a poo and the next thing you know, a baby comes out.
I'm laughing because, my God.
It's true stories, man. Let's talk with Melissa.
Oh, I must have ate something.
Sure did.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I am pregnant.
All right, let's talk with Melissa and Matthews.
Hi.
Hey, Melissa. How far along were you before you told everyone that you were pregnant?
I was 5 months, and that included my mom. My mom and everybody. I live with my mom.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
She didn't even know.
Why'd you wait?
Just from past experience that I had when I was younger, being pregnant.
Okay.
I kept it to myself.
Was it hard?
It was. It was definitely hard.
You were trying to figure out the reason why my second cousin wouldn't tell anyone, and it's my wife and I were just trying to decide, and like everything that we just said came up, you know. Yeah. But that's a good one, Melissa.
Thank you for calling. Let's talk with Shay in North Carolina.
Hi. One of my friends, actually my ex-husband, his first wife, he didn't tell his mom that she was pregnant until he called her to tell her that she was in labor.
She was in labor.
I was going to say, you must end it on an awesome cliffhanger. Got really silent at the good part. So in labor. Okay. Now, is it because
she was in labor.
Okay. Is it because the mom did not approve of this or...
And she can't hear.
Man.
But what a surprise. Mom, meet me at the hospital. Is everything okay? Yeah, you're going to be a grandmother. When?
What?
In about 20 minutes.
Hurry up, Ma. This is Anna in Charlotte.
Hi, I'm Anna. I was just calling to comment on it. And pretty much, Dan, I waited as well because I was having the only grandkid in the family. And I didn't kind of want to mess it up. But it was like 6 months. And I went into it. And 6 months after that, the kids are... basically 6 months apart. So I got my niece and I got my son at the same time. As soon as everybody found out, they wanted one too.
So you wanted to just bask in your own glory for a little bit. Is that right?
Well, not really. I just didn't want something to happen or anything else. I just kind of wanted to keep it on the low.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the woman's right, isn't it, Loren? Like, you don't owe it to tell anyone.
No, you really don't.
And really, as soon as I told people, it worked out perfect because I got my niece. They're 6 months apart, and I got my little boy and my little girl.
That's awesome. Thanks, Anna.
I will say, there's a lot of secrecy that goes into it. You don't want to tell anyone the name because you don't want to be accused of stealing names.
Oh, my gosh.
And all that drama. And then I remember specifically when I had my first niece, Emma, when my sister had my first. Mm-hmm. My sister had my niece, Emma. I was, like, on hospital guard duty. Only certain people can come in. We can't have 50 people in the room to see the baby. That's not good for the baby. It's not good for mama.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's stressful, man. Yeah. After you have that baby, you are so tired afterwards. All you want to do is, like, sleep and bond with your kid. You don't want to entertain everyone coming in.
Meanwhile, like, 3 hours after Lorraine had her baby, we were in the room wanting photos.
Surprise!
We didn't know what to bring you. We brought M&Ms.
I don't even remember that. How about that? I remember you guys being there. I don't remember
your mom was there.
You brought me anything. Yeah. Like, I was so delirious at that point.
You asked for them. You said you wanted M&Ms? Only yellow peanut M&Ms.
No,
so
I
went
didn't.
Through the bag and picked out the only yellow one. No, we were there for we were interviewing kids at Levine for our Secret Santa. So, and by the way, you told us on this pregnancy like 3 months in.
Yeah. Three and a half.
No, it's almost four. It's almost seven if you ask me. All right, we got a brand new senseless survey coming up. Roy, give us a good laugh this morning.
Yeah, and this time I ask it. I specifically try to ask really insulting questions right off the bat because I wanted to see if they'll hang up immediately. This question was, we don't really need sterile needles for lethal injections, right? Right? It's a waste of money.
Yeah, she does get a little annoyed and hangs up pretty soon after you ask that question. Yeah.
We got to get to a brand new Senseless in 5.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Kelsey.
Hi.
Hey.
Calling?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I got your form here for last year, and we have a couple questions on the back missing, so I thought I could call you on the phone and just quickly ask you them so I can submit your file.
Okay, sure.
I'll just take a couple seconds. It's the questionnaire, and we're trying to think to save money in the budget. So would you oppose using, like, a dirty needle for a lethal injection? I mean, you really don't need it sterile. You don't need a sterile needle for a lethal injection, right?
I think they're still human beings, so I think, you know, they should be treated accordingly. I'm really not for the death penalty anyway.
Are you religious by chance?
No, but I don't know if you were allowed to ask me that.
Oh, I am. I was wondering, how did Jesus find people named Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul over there in the Middle East?
Are you sure this is part of the questions you're supposed to be asking me? Because I don't really...
Speaking about religion, some people seem to think our Lord and Savior didn't make us, and they think monkeys did. So I ask you this. If we're made from monkeys, then why do monkeys still exist?
Oh, man. Okay, I think we're done here. Like, this is ridiculous. You agreed to Mr. Brown, but please don't call this number again.
Oh, starting stuff. 2020 off with like the most offensive, senseless survey.
And then
possible.
That sucks because she's like, "Don't call here again." And you've got to call back and tell
her. It's a joke.
You know what I mean? Like,
from what I understand, growing up Catholic and going to a Catholic high school for 3 years, the Bible, according to the Catholics, is an interpretation. So Matthew, Paul, John, Mark, Luke, Roy. All the disciples, that's an interpretation of perhaps their Middle Eastern names were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I learned.
That's the answer would have been wonderful if she gave it to me when I asked her.
Oh, she was ready to throw you right off the phone.
Yeah.
All right, Loren, what is happening in the world of celebrity gossip? What do we got to keep our eye on this morning?
All right, so these are the three things you need to know before you go. Jennifer Lopez is the new face of Versace. She announced that on social media that she will be the spring summer 2020 runway collection face. And Selena Gomez, she says that she was working on her album until the very last minute. And lately, her and Hailey Bieber had a little run-in. Now, they were both at the same restaurant, dining at the same exact time. The press made a big deal about it, but Selena says nothing happened. There was no interaction. Everybody calmed down. And Joaquin Phoenix was among 147 people arrested at a climate change protest. It was him and Martin Sheen were both arrested in celebrity
President
news.
President Bartlett? What?
Yeah, right.
It was the West Wing.
Did you see Julian Edelman from the Patriots got arrested, too?
For?
The wide receiver jumping on somebody's car in Beverly Hills.
Oh, I ain't good.
No.
Somebody jumped on my car in high school, and it didn't end well for them.
Oh, boy.
But if you want more celebrity gossip, you can go to kiss95.1.com, brought to you by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa.
It's January. What does that mean? We'll discuss. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We asked, how long have you gone without shaving for January? Is that what people do in the month of January?
People are ditching the razors for the month of January, especially women. This is from Women's Health Magazine. Because women, you have to take care of yourselves all the time. You're thinking about shaving your legs, mm-hmm. shaving your underarms. Like, women, for some reason, have the stigma that you have to be clean shaven.
I think you always have to shave your underarms, but I think this might be more of like a northern thing, like places that it's really, really cold. Like, we got 70 degrees yesterday and I could have had shorts on.
So let's line up some phone calls. 704-570-9595. Ladies, don't be ashamed. It happens in life where the razor got away from you. We want to know. 704-570-9595. Ladies, how long did you go without shaving and why? Why'd you ditch the razor? January is a campaign that encourages women to stop shaving for the month, to embrace their bodies and all the hair that comes with them. According to the website, the idea is to ignite a conversation and educate one another on the prickly subject of body hair on women, end quote, and the fight against pressure to conform to unrealistic standards of beauty. My wife loves when I go into the bathroom and she's in the tub shaving and we have to have discussions.
What do you mean?
Like, she just likes to talk because it's such a long process.
Oh, is
she's
it?
Like, she doesn't want to sit there and be bored.
Yeah, I know there's some people, like, I remember Emily Ratajkowski, she's a model. She went through this whole phase where, like, she wasn't shaving and she was on the cover of a magazine with, like, her armpit hair out. And I'm like, that's not even comfortable. Like, I get it. I get what you're trying to do, but that, it doesn't feel good if you wear a shirt that, like, hugs your armpits. Like, it feels like you got cotton balls or something up in there.
704-570-9595. Ladies, maybe you don't shave at all. We just got a text message from our friend Ernesto. She said, my mom's 53 and has never shaved in her life.
She must be blonde, like blonde.
You know, I have some family members that live, like, in Abington, Virginia, and this, like, deep in the Blue Ridge, and she doesn't shave her pits, man. She's full-on natural. All the way.
She's got more hair than you do.
She does.
You can't grow a beard.
I know.
704 said, I don't shave my legs, but when I think of it, I shave my armpits. I think the stigma's crazy.
I wonder, you know, I'm a big guy, and I have a hard time reaching my toes. How do women, if they're big, shave their legs all the time? You know what I mean? Because I struggle.
I don't know, but when I was pregnant the first time around, I had to have Dallas help me shave a few times.
Right? I guess that's what you would have to do, get someone to help you shave.
And let me tell you, that is a whole nother level of trust that, like, I was not ready for.
Amen. I was just going to say that. I was just going to say that's trust.
Yeah.
And you know what the funny thing is, Roy? Is right before Loren goes into labor, she's going to make sure that she's a 1,000% right? I mean, because you have you don't want to have a stigma when you go in.
Yeah, make sure you're nice and...
There'll be a waxing appointment.
Well, I will say, when Loren was pregnant, that's the closest connection I've had with Loren. So she dropped a paper and she couldn't bend over, and I'm like, me too, sister. It's tough. It's tough. It's a whole different thing when you got a belly in the way.
Hi, Francis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to January, the month where women don't have to care about their body hair anymore.
So I was calling to say, like, I'm with Loren being pregnant. I've gone a month and a half, because when you get past that point, you just can't see, and you just really don't even care anymore. Easy. I've gone 2 months, maybe.
So my wife will say, like while she's sitting there shaving, I'm like, babe, why are you shaving? It, like, takes you so long. She's like, I do it for you. You don't want to be with someone who's, like, prickly.
Right.
And, you know, there is something to that. I think a woman's leg shaved is beautiful, you know.
Martha and I have been together almost 16 years as of this coming March.
And I feel like we're to the point we've been together for so long, he doesn't even care anymore. So yeah. I'm all right with that, too.
Yeah. Thanks, Francis. Hey, I know, Loren, your au pair, who, by the way, we need to get an update on where she stands in the voting.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're trying to make her au pair of the year here in the U.S. But don't some European women, like, have different shave schedules and stuff and not shave at all?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a thing.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to find out where we stand with Loren and her au pair, Elena, in this. If you didn't hear it, we'll tell you how you can vote to make Loren's au pair of the year, coming up here in just a little bit. And I got to share with you something super embarrassing that happened to my wife and I over the weekend. And it probably happens to a lot of parents. I'll explain after 9.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Producer Nicole's back with us. Loren's here. Roy's here. Lauren's eating a cupcake that our friend Renee from the office just brought by.
Oh, she pounded it.
And she's the cake queen, man. Mm-hmm.
Renee?
So good. Oh, yeah.
Or Loren.
Also.
Renee,
you make
man.
Them, I'll eat them.
Samesies.
All right. Producer Nicole, you didn't know this while you were out last week for a couple days. We were on a big push to get Loren's au pair, Elena, who we all love so much. She actually played Can't Beat Loren last week and lost. We are on a big push to get her voted as the au pair of the year.
I voted. Thank you.
Which, to remind everyone, a couple things. Au pair is a pretty fancy term for a nanny that lives with you from a different country.
Yeah.
Which is necessary for Loren because she needs childcare at 4 o'clock in the morning. And then, number two, there's not really a prize at the end of this. It's really just bragging rights.
Right.
And you thought, you know, for someone that gives you the opportunity to come in here and entertain everyone every morning, you wanted to be able to say, hey, this is the best au pair out there.
Right. I wanted to say thank you.
Yeah.
So many people reached out to us and said that they voted, and you can vote multiple times from different email addresses.
You can vote once per email.
Right. So one person said that they had like 12 different email addresses at work, and they were going to vote 12 different times. So go ahead.
Can you vote every day? No, you can only vote once per email.
Gotcha.
So you have to verify your email when you vote, and they're not going to send you anything. They just need to verify the fact that I'm not sitting here with 35 emails voting over and over and over again.
This is harder than American Idol.
Seriously, it really, really is. Because on Friday, I thought we had like really caught up to the person that's in number one. And after the weekend, we're still down 500 votes again.
Well, at least the gap isn't that bad. 500 votes.
Because last week it was like a 1,000-point gap. Who's number one? Like who are they?
We have a radio show with fans. Like people love this show, and yet some chick down in Columbia, South Carolina, is beating us.
We think it's either Hoda Kotb or it's someone who is in with the Russians.
Yeah.
Good conclusions.
Both are viable answers.
But yeah, I don't know. So I keep putting the link up on my Instagram, and I'll put it up again at the MRL show.
Any help you can get, like Loren said, she didn't even ask for this, Elena.
No,
your au pair.
Loren so
wanted
sweet.
To do it. And it sucks because, like you said, we have the voice here. We have at any given time, there's hundreds of thousands of people listening to us.
Yeah.
And she really is, like, truly, really good with cash and just a good human.
She loves cash, like, more than anybody I've ever met can love a child that doesn't have children. You know what I mean? Because it's a different kind of love when you have your own kids.
Of course.
But, I mean, she is like Cash's big sister, and she would do anything for him.
Mm.
And, I mean, not only that, but she helps out our family and, like, the day-to-day so much. Like, things that go on behind the scenes that just make everything, like, my life, Dallas's life, Cash's life run so much more smoothly with her. And she's become a big part of our family.
All right, so head over to at the MRL show on Insta, and that's where you can find a link to vote for Elena, Loren's au pair, as au pair of the year.
Verify your email.
Verify your email. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren. Thank you in advance, and thanks to everyone who already voted.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Charlotte's number one music station, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Your chance to win $1,000 with the Kiss Cash Code coming up at 11 a.m. today with Cameron.
Also, if you didn't hear, we gave away Halsey tickets to Katie in Charlotte at around 7:30 this morning. Your next shot to win Halsey tickets, we got tickets all week long, comes your way just around 6:35 tomorrow morning. So it's happened to every parent, and it finally happened to us. We have a 6-year-old, and as we say,
There's furniture moving.
Mm-hmm.
And the child walks in.
What'd he say?
Well, he doesn't say anything because he doesn't know, or she, the child, doesn't know what's going on. That's not the thing, Roy. The thing is, and the funny part of this conversation, and why we want you guys to jump in and tell us things, is what did you say to them?
Yeah.
I had a friend who was in the bathroom to get away from the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the five-year-old walked in on them, and they said that mom fell in the tub.
Okay.
I had to help her up.
Yeah, I had to help her up. That's what we want to know this morning at 704-570-9595. The kids should be in school by now. We're not going to make a big deal about the front part of it, but the back part's what's funny. Like, what did you tell your kids after you were busted moving furniture?
704-570-9595. Call us right now. You can also send us a DM at the MRL show on Instagram, or you could text the studio.
I was massaging mommy.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
Because you're already in a certain position.
Yeah.
And it's plausible.
And mommy always likes a good massage.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. What and are you way, laughing about?
If anything
about?
Audible, if it sounded relaxing, it all checks out.
Okay. I just think it's funny because I haven't had to deal with this yet. So I get
you
to.
Will.
Yeah, I know.
You will.
It took 6 years for it to happen, but it did. And timing's everything for myself and Amanda. Like, you know, we try and do it.
The moon and the stars have to align.
Well, what? No, not like, yeah, like she's
well,
got
yeah, like you're so busy with
be
work.
Really
she travels
drunk
a lot.
And blindfolded.
Maybe.
No.
Not what I meant.
And you got to buy her jewelry and then she'll do it.
Yeah. No, it's like we, like normally we'll try and do it when the kids are sleeping mm-hmm. or they're not home. But this was like, we tried to do a lot of things. And yeah, the time was right. So Dean walked in. We were like, oh, yeah, I'm massaging mom. Give mom a massage.
Did he leave right away?
No. No, he hung out and we had to like carry him back to bed. And then that's the other thing. You know, you come back and you're like, so mood over or are we going to let that ruin it? All right, let's go. Let's light up the phones, you guys. What did you tell the kids after they busted you moving furniture? Like, what's the funny thing and the quick story you had to come up with?
704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls after Dan and Shay. We'll kiss 95.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This is the main one of the Rim Morning Show.
So I just told a story that we got, it finally happened to my wife and I after 6 years. We got walked in on while moving furniture. And I had to tell my son that I was giving mom a massage. I had a friend who was in the bathroom. Kid walked in on them, a five-year-old walked in on them while they were in the bathroom. And they said, Dad, what are you doing? I'm helping mom. She fell in the tub. So we want to hear your excuses. What did you say to the kids when they walked in on you? Plenty of phone lines open at 704-570-9595. You guys, and this is great because then we can come up with a list. Because I can't be massaging her the next time. I got to have a new excuse.
No. We have a text in. From 336 area code that says was helping Dad with his yoga.
Someone says we lock the door, never want to be walked in on by my kids.
Yeah, we lock ours too.
Yeah, why don't you lock your door?
I don't think we have a lock on our bedroom door.
Mm.
It's a double open door.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Must be nice.
You got two doors?
Two
the
doors Chateau to your bedroom?
Doesn't even have two doors.
Lorraine's like, doesn't everybody just go in their elevator in their house?
All right, let's talk with Corey. Corey, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. What'd you say?
Morning, guys. So, yeah, I've called a couple of times. This is friendly FedEx guy over here.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Corey.
So, we talked before. I got four kids. So timing, as Manny was saying, is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, who was four, but was two at the time, walked in, kind of gave us that disturbed, like, what's going on look. And there was a bottle of lotion on the ground. So quick thinking me, it was like, I'm rubbing lotion on mommy's back.
Dry skin. That's a good excuse.
I'm writing it down. Thanks, right. Corey. I'm adding it to my list.
Couldn't you just keep saying that you're giving mommy a massage? Like, mommy's back is really bad.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you could. It depends on how much the kids see, too. See, lucky for us, Dean didn't get a full view. Oof. Would that be traumatic? Did you guys ever hear or walk in on your parents?
It also really depends about the move you're doing. Because, I mean, you could get away, depending on a certain move, with the Heimlich maneuver.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Remember Mama when we started?
Mama was joking. How to help her out?
This would be a better conversation for our rap party podcast.
Yeah.
Where we can get a little more.
Yeah. I don't think I ever walked in on my parents. If I did, I totally blocked it out.
Yeah.
Or hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 704 said, I was showing Mom my favorite roller coaster.
What?
Is there something I'm missing there?
Maybe that's what he calls it.
I guess. I mean, are they on a roller coaster?
I don't know.
No, I don't know either.
Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
$1,000, 11 a.m. with the KISS cash code. Make sure you're listening for that.
Not only do you get $1,000, you're in the running for 10 grand just by signing up once. It's actually, we've found out, a lot easier to sign up for the $1,000 KISS cash code than it is to figure out how to vote for Lorenzo Paralena.
Yeah, for
apparently. Yeah, there's a whole verify your email thing you have to do.
Like, we got the link up at the MRL show on Instagram if you want to vote and make Loren have the best au pair ever. It's bragging rent. But you have to, like, put your email in, and then they send you an email. You have to log onto your email, click the link.
And verify.
And then it goes back to the voting page. Then you got to put your email back in.
So many people have been texting us saying that they tried to vote and couldn't. That's why our numbers aren't as high as they should be.
I don't know why you can't vote, though. That's the only thing.
I'm not a criminal record.
No, you still should be able to vote. I just think people aren't, like, they don't know to take that next step. And they're not going to send you a bunch of stuff. They're just verifying that it's one vote per email.
Right.
But then, so somehow it's tough for us, yet they figured it out down in Columbia, South Carolina.
Right.
Because they're beating you in the votes.
They've got no problem down there.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Maybe they don't have to verify.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, head over. Is it up at the MRL show?
Yes.
On Insta? And
yeah, there's a
vote.
Swipe up on the stories.
It's our last time we'll ask you. And thanks to everyone who's gone out of their way and voted.
Yes.
So many people. Hundreds of people have hit us up and said they've done that. So thank you, guys. Tonight, don't forget, 8 p.m., Roy. What is happening tonight at 8 p.m. that would be interesting to our friends who went to Clemson?
I'm imagining it's some form of a game.
That is true.
And I don't think it's basketball season.
It's not basketball season?
I don't think so.
Clemson just beat North Carolina in North Carolina for the first time in like 50 years.
On football?
No, basketball.
That's okay, buddy.
So I imagined, you know what? It's the big Super Bowl time. So I bet there's like some championship going on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look at you. It is. It's the championship football game tonight. Clemson playing LSU.
So they made it all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
So is this the Super Bowl of college?
Yes.
So they're the last two teams in the nation to battle it out.
Yeah.
Clemson, right here in our backyard.
Yep.
Really?
I love Roy's process of elimination. Like, that just makes me so happy.
Man, I don't know sports at all.
That's just a squirrel finding a nut.
Yeah, I have friends. They're like, hey, do you know how to get into the Belk Bowl? I'm like, Belks are everywhere, dude. Like, I don't know what you need. Like, I don't need to give you tickets to a Belk.
Anyway, I'm rooting for Clemson. We'll be watching you tonight. Clemson Nation, Tiger Nation, good luck tonight against LSU. By the way, Roy, this is going to blow your mind. It's the Clemson Tigers versus the LSU Tigers.
Oh, the Tigers, the mascots better fight.
They might.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.